Welcome everybody to our Easter morning service. I trust you've come expecting to have an experience of God today rather than coming out of a sense of duty. Let's open our time together in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this Resurrection Sunday. We thank you that we can celebrate together as your children in your house, celebrating your resurrection. This morning we ask that you would be with us. Be with us in the hymns that we sing, in the words that we hear, and the prayers that we share. We ask that you would move freely amongst us by your Spirit. Amen. We are going to just do it. So this day dawns brightly. Christ is risen. Come, open your hearts and spirits to the joyous good news. Christ is risen. Amen. And we're going to stand together. We are going to sing Steve and Ruth, the beginnings of our alternative worship band, are going to come and lead us in See What a Morning. I'm going to finish this thought, pause for thought there. Remember those three words, it is finished, because we're going to come back to this story a little bit later on. We're going to join together and sing our second hymn, led again by Ruth and Steve. And we are going to sing the power of the cross.
The last verse goes up a key, which we're struggling a little bit with, so apologies in advance if we don't quite go up a key quite at the right time.
The power.
Thank you again, Steve and Ruth. Just before the children go to enjoy all of their fun upstairs, just to remind you, as a church, normally we would take up an offering. I'm not in the habit of encouraging you necessarily to put in the offering. If you're visiting, I don't want you to feel under any compulsion to feel you have to put into the offering. But what I will say is we're not passing the offering plates around at the moment, but they are, I think there are some here at the front and there will be some at the back. So when you're leaving the service, if you want to put something in, then please feel free to do so. But at this point, we're going to pray for our children and we're going to pray for the offering. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all of the blessings that you have given to us. And out of all that you have given us, we offer back to you our gifts and our offerings this morning. And we pray that you would take these monies and that you would increase them and you would cause them to grow so that we may use them effectively to expand your kingdom. We thank you for the children that are here with us today. And we pray that as they go upstairs and they hear the Easter message, Lord, that they would learn from you, they would experience you, and they would have, most importantly, a fun time. Bless those that are leading them, encourage them, and bless them. In Jesus' name, amen. Children, you may go upstairs. We are going to have our reading today, which is going to be on the screen. It's going to be like a video clip and somebody reading over the top. So here is our reading for today.
Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped round Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. Now Mary stood outside the tomb, crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned towards him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news. I have seen the Lord. And she told them that he had said these things to her.
We will stand together and sing our third hymn, Lo, in the Grave He Lay. In the Songs of Fellowship, if you're using the books, it's hymn 378. Let's stand together. Come to our message for this morning.
So prepare our hearts. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this Easter story. We pray you would inspire us and challenge us through what we hear in your name. Amen. So we talked earlier on about what three words, and imagine you were there at the crucifixion on Friday and how you must have been feeling at the end of that day. The disciples, they went and they hid because they were worried that the Romans would come and get them as followers of Jesus. They didn't understand why what had happened had to happen. They'd heard Jesus say what would happen, but they hadn't quite grasped what was going on. It's a bit like somebody giving me instructions on how to get somewhere. I hear the first little bit, and after the second or third turn left, then turn right, I'm lost. But I smile sweetly, and I say thank you very much, and I go on, and I get lost. I have a sat-nav in my car. But the disciples didn't understand Jesus' journey. They didn't understand that Good Friday, as we call it, was something that had to happen. They went back and they hid and they said, why? If he was the Messiah, how can this have happened? He was meant to come and free us from tyranny, free us from the Romans. They hadn't quite grasped the concept of the story. Jesus willingly went to the cross. I think there was one moment, I think, where maybe he questioned what he was doing. And this might just be my understanding of the story. But in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said to his Father, if there is another way. He knew what was going to happen. And he said to his Father, I don't really know if this is going to achieve what you want it to achieve. And if there's another way we can do it, please take this away. But your will, not mine. Thousands of years beforehand, God had set a plan in motion when he created mankind to be his companions, to be people he could love. And mankind ruined the relationship by sin. Long story, not going into it, but sin entered the world. God set at that point in the Garden of Gethsemane the plan that he himself would come and live on the earth, and he himself would come and bridge the gap. On the cross, Jesus spread his arms and he created a bridge between man and God. He bridged the gap that had been caused by our sin. Mary and the disciples woke up on Easter Sunday, as we now call it. They didn't call it that. They woke up and Mary had in mind to go to the tomb. She wanted to get Jesus' body ready for a proper burial. They had to put him in the tomb quickly on Friday because under Jewish law, to leave a body hanging on a cross overnight was not a good thing. And because it was coming up to the Sabbath, they couldn't get him ready. They had to, all lots of stuff. You know how we all get our rushed lives. They had something there. It was Passover coming up. And Mary had decided that on this morning, she would go to the tomb. And depending on whether you read it in this version, John, or the other Gospels, it was Mary and some others. But they were going to the tomb with the ointment and everything to prepare the body of Jesus for a proper burial. And I can imagine as she's going there, she's still questioning, why? Why has this happened? This is not what the plan was. And then she's thinking, well, I want to anoint that tomb. And they rolled a great big stone across the entrance, like a big full stop. How am I going to get to it? When she gets to the tomb, imagine her surprise when she sees the stone has been rolled away. The huge full stop has been moved. And she looks inside, and all she can see is a pile of cloth and a folded up head cloth together where there should have been a body. What have they done to him now? Goes through her head. Where have they put him? She runs off to get the disciples, and this is like a BBC drama. The cliffhanger ending. Doof, 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 doo, 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 doo. No, not that tune. The big cliffhanger ending. What's next? What's happening now? What have they done with the body? You have to wait till... No, you can find out this morning. We all know the story because we're like 2,000 years on. We know the story tells us that Jesus has risen. So Easter is not the sad time that Good Friday would perhaps lend us to believe, because Easter is also about life, new life, in Christ. The great news is, if the headlines were running today, Jesus is alive. What three words for Easter Sunday? So you had the it is finished for Good Friday, for Easter Sunday. Jesus is alive. Mary is distraught because she thinks they've just hidden the body. She sees two angels and they ask her what she's doing there. They ask her, why are you looking for the living amongst the dead? She still doesn't grasp what's happened. And then the other disciples come. When they've gone and they've confirmed the tomb is empty, Mary's there weeping. And behind her, she hears somebody. She turns around and she sees what she thinks is the gardener. She doesn't recognize Jesus. Of all the people in the world, she doesn't recognize Jesus, the one that she'd been following, the one that she had come to anoint, the one she had seen crucified. She didn't even recognize who he was. And she says, what have you done with him? So my question to you this morning, first question is, do you recognize Jesus? Do you recognize him? Is he a figment of imagination? Is he somebody who was a person in history that maybe did some good teaching and some good things and we like to remember? Is he the Son of God who was crucified and has risen to life? Do you recognize him? Jesus is here this morning. We can't see him, but we believe he is here this morning. But I ask you, just in your hearts, to listen. Because the next part of the story tells us, Jesus says, Mary. This morning, Jesus says, your name. My name. And Mary turned around and she went, teacher. Just him gently speaking her name was enough for her eyes to be opened. Her ears were open and she heard his voice. This morning, do you hear him saying your name? I would go round each one of you, but A, I can't remember half your names, which is terrible. And B, we haven't got that long. But Jesus this morning in this room says, your name. And he opens out his hands. And Mary recognizes him. Jesus is no longer dead. He's no longer sealed in a tomb. Three words, he is alive. Death is no longer the end. Death no longer has a hold over us. Jesus has died for you and for me, and he calls us out today, and Jesus is risen. It's a good news message this morning. This Easter Sunday, you can respond to him calling your name. Today, you can join with him and know the joy of life eternal in all its fullness. I've never quite understood that phrase in the scriptures, that you can have life and in all its fullness. I think it just means that with God, we get to enjoy every aspect of life. Today, as the world has appointed, is Chocolate Egg Day. It's Easter Bunny Day. It's the day, believe it or not, the shops are shut. I think that's fascinating that having had 7 day a week trading foisted upon us back in the late 80s, early 90s, the one day the big shops were not allowed to open and the garden centres was Easter Sunday. The regulations say they can't open today. So don't go to the garden centre this afternoon because they won't be there. So today on Chocolate Egg Day, the shops are closed, but the tomb is empty, and Christ is alive. If that doesn't excite you, that you get a day free from shopping on a day when Christ rose again and says your name, I pray for you. He says your name, he says my name. What is our response? Mary turned, she said, teacher. It's like, I didn't realize it was you, but oh, the joy that must have filled her heart as she realized. And he says to her, don't touch me just yet, I'm not ready. Go back, tell my disciples I'm coming. She runs. I don't know how the distance was, but she runs in. And that video showed the disciples were all still asleep. I don't know whether they were or not. She runs in and she shouts, I have seen Jesus. He is alive. And I can imagine the disciples, full of faith, like Thomas always was, going, wow, what good news. But I can also imagine some saying, you crackpot. But the message this morning is Jesus is alive. The tomb is empty. Mary turned and said, teacher. She knelt before him and reached up. Will you respond this morning as he calls out your name? Will you respond, Lord, Master, Savior? Will you reach out and receive all that he has for you? Today, this Easter, for you and for me, can be about new life. For each one of us, it's ours to receive. Let us pray. Father, we thank you with joy in our hearts that we can declare without a shadow of a doubt the tomb is empty and Jesus is alive. We thank you that you come and you speak to each one of us and you say our names, not just out of tradition, but because you love each one of us and you know each one of us. And I pray that this morning we would respond to you, Master, Savior. Amen. We are going to sing, In Christ Alone, My Hope Is Found. And then we are going to have communion. So if those who are serving the communion could come up during the, I think this has got two verses, this song, am I right? Two verses and of course four verses. Oh, there you go, I was completely wrong. Come up during the last verse anyway, and we'll share communion together.
Thank you.
We were all confused there because we sang the first verse twice. And anyway, please join us for communion. Can I just explain, as we take communion, we are charged in scriptures to examine ourselves before we do this. Scripture tell us to examine ourselves and put right before God and before anybody else anything that we might hold against them. This is a ceremony. This is a thing that we do, a tradition that we do. It's bread and it's, in this case, non-alcoholic wine. But it represents the whole story of Easter. It represents the body of Christ and the blood of Christ. You are invited this morning to join with us. Member of this church or just visiting this church, entirely up to you. You are invited this morning to join with us. Paul wrote these words. For I received from the Lord the teaching that I passed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took a piece of bread, gave thanks to God, and broke it. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Then he took a cup. This is the cup of God's new covenant, sealed with my blood. Whenever you drink from it, do so in memory of me. And this means that every time you eat this bread and you drink from this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. This morning, we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. We take communion, remember the death of Jesus, but we declare he is coming back. He is to return. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, on this Easter Sunday, we thank you for the sacrifice you made. We thank you that we can remember the cost, the body that was broken, the blood that was shed, the tomb in which you were placed, the stone rolled across the entrance, the price you paid for our sins. Christ has died. Lord of life, on this Easter Sunday, we celebrate that death was defeated, sin's dominion was broken, and freedom for all who believe has been achieved. On this resurrection day, we celebrate an empty tomb, the stone rolled away, the risen Jesus alive again, a new start with everlasting life. Christ is risen. Lord of eternity, on this Easter day, remember that you will return, glorious and victorious. We rejoice as we look forward with anticipation of your return, to take us to be with you, to dwell in your presence for all eternity. Christ with us. Amen. Earlier on, if you would like to receive it, just indicate to those that are serving that you'd like to receive the bread. You may eat the bread as you receive it. thank you for your body that was broken, as we have eaten this bread and it becomes a part of us. So you become a part of us and we become a part of you. Amen. We'll share the wine together again, indicate if you'd like to receive it. Keep hold of your glass and we'll share the wine together as a body.
Thank you very much.
The blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross for you, that washes away your sins and mine. Blood of Jesus shed for us. Thank you very much. Thank you. All right. Before we sing our next hymn, we are just going to spend some time praying for situations that are around the world. I'm conscious there are lots and lots of situations going on around the world which we can't include everything. Keep those things in your mind as we pray. Father, we thank you this morning for the communion, for the remembering that you gave your body and shed your blood for us and for those around the world. We thank you that you are Lord of all, King of all creation, Creator of the universe, Saviour of all mankind. We come before you this morning and bring to you our prayers. We think of those who are not well. We think particularly of Carol Baldwin this morning, currently struggling with COVID. We pray that you would bless her and Nigel as they've had to isolate. Pray, Lord, that you would give them a speedy recovery. We pray for all of those on our hearts and minds who are unwell. Lord, that by your Holy Spirit, you would be close to them and bring them peace and healing. We pray particularly as well for the situation between Ukraine and Russia. It must pain your heart when you see your children fighting. We pray that you would be in this situation. We pray that you would help the leaders come to an agreement to bring it to an end. We pray you would keep the number of casualties to a minimum. We pray for the charities and the churches in those organizations, in those situations, in those countries. We pray that you would give them strength. We pray for the displaced. We pray that you would give them hope and a future. You would have your hand upon them and you would guide them as they build new lives. We pray for those who are struggling financially. We pray for those who are worrying about job security. We pray for those who are in need. We bring them to you, Lord, and lay them at your feet and ask that you would be close to them and give them peace in their hearts where there is worry and concern. We pray for our world leaders. We pray that you would give them wisdom. We pray that you would help them in the decisions they have to make. It's so easy for us who are not in that position to say they should say this, they should do that. But in their position, there are so many things to consider. We pray for wisdom. We pray for peace. We pray for the church, particularly on this Easter Sunday, that it would declare the message that Christ is risen, and that we would declare that truth, not only in word, but in the way we live our lives. We pray for our church here, represented by two congregations. And we pray, Lord, that you would give us wisdom as we look ahead and see where you would plan, what your plan for this congregation is. We ask, Lord, that you would guide us, unite us, and send us out as one to declare your word in this area. In Jesus' name, amen. Together we'll say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And together we will stand and sing our final hymn, which is Christ the Lord has risen today.
Hallelujah.
Lord, on this Resurrection Sunday, we thank you for all you have done for us. We pray as we leave this building that we would take the resurrection story with us, that we would share the living Christ with those we come to meet, and that Easter would mean something real to us other than eggs and bunnies. Lord, we thank you for the empty tomb, and we thank you that you call our name. Lord, as we go into this week, may we respond to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Together we will say the grace. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. God bless you all and have a very happy Easter.
Bye, everyone.
I send a message on here to them. Will it come on the screen? Put it in chat.
Very strangely, though, we've got everyone on there, then we've got everyone down the side, then we've got Buck in the middle with everyone on as well.
Bye. Happy Easter, Janet. Happy Easter, Diane. Bye.